Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our newborn, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is going to be from the prologue of John's Gospel, as we just heard, but especially this verse, "And from his fullness we have received grace upon grace." So by now, I suspect that all of the presents have been unwrapped and the stockings are all empty, and maybe, all of the ribbons and the paper and all of that stuff that clutters up the house has been gathered up, put aside, put in neat order. No, maybe not, huh? So what you get for Christmas this year? In the Nielsen house, it was a sweater Christmas. Deb got a sweater, I got a sweater, and sweaters are always good to get for Christmas. What you get for Christmas this year? What did your father get you for Christmas this year? A Savior who is Christ the Lord. I got the same gift. I got it too. But you know what? He gave me that gift last year too, and the year before that too, and he gives me the same gift every year. And even though it's the same gift I get from my father every year he comes and he says, "This is exactly what you need." And sometimes I can hardly believe that my name is actually on that gift. From your father to Paul, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And he keeps on giving me his son, saying, "This is exactly what you need." And he keeps on giving it, and he keeps on putting it into my hands, his son into my hands, saying, "Take him, take his body, take his blood. It is just what you need." And I'm so happy to have him. Really, I am. But honestly, more times than not, there's just so much other stuff going on in my life, and there is so much stuff going on in the world around me that I hardly notice, I hardly remember the gift that I got from my father for Christmas. And so I put it aside, and it just sits there in some corner of my life, forgotten. And sometimes it's not even all the stuff that's going on in my life or all the stuff that's gone on in the world around me. Sometimes, frankly, it's the stuff that's not gone on in my life and the stuff that's not gone on in the world around me. There's a couple of things that I, frankly, would really, really like to have. And frankly, things that I think that I want and that I hope for even more urgently, more necessarily than that thing that my father gave me for Christmas, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Wait a minute. Did I just say that, really? I must be crazy. Did I really just say that although I really, really do appreciate my father's gift to me, the fact is I've got more pressing needs in my big, huge, all-absorbing life than a Savior who is Christ the Lord? For God so loved the world that he gave me, his only begotten Son on Christmas. That's nice. That's very nice. But what I was really hoping for was a true romance, or a better job, or a friend, or a new car, or, well, you fill in the blank, whatever it is that you really, really wanted for Christmas but didn't get. But it's good that I've got Jesus, because now I know that he's tucked away in some corner of my life, and he'll help me cope with all of those things that I really, really wanted for Christmas but never got. Truth is, we really don't have any idea how much we got for Christmas this year, do we? From his fullness, we have received. from the fullness of him who fills all in all. We have received. What I really wanted was from the emptiness of this world, but my Father gave me from his fullness. So how much is that anyway? How much is from the fullness of God? Well, I'm not sure. It's more than I can comprehend, I'll tell you that. But I can comprehend this much. I can't fit his fullness into some corner of my life. My life is too small and his fullness is too big. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and we are the radiance of sin and death. But of his fullness we have all received. He is the exact imprint of the nature of God, and we are the exact imprint of the nature of Adam and Eve, but of his fullness we have all received. He upholds the universe by the word of his power, and I am bombarded with gossip and slander that tears down and destroys, but of his fullness we have all received. And my Father says, there's more. There's always more of his fullness. And so there's always this need to just keep unwrapping. In him is hidden all of the wisdom and knowledge of God, and in us is revealed all of the folly and the foolishness of man, but of his fullness we have all received. In him the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, and in us the emptiness of every false god we worship feeds on me like a big fat tick, but of his fullness we have all received. And my Father says, you haven't even begun to taste the fullness of my Son yet. Keep unwrapping. In him is life, and the fullness of his life swallows up the fullness of our death, so that in the end, all you have left is his life, and not something tucked away in the corner of your death, but life, and his life is all in all. Keep unwrapping. In him is light, and the fullness of his light shatters the fullness of our darkness that's in me, that's in you, that's in this whole dark world. But my Father says, let there be light, and it was so, and it is so for you. Keep unwrapping and unwrapping and unwrapping, because there's no end and no bottom to the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of his fullness. So what you get for Christmas? What did your Father give you this year? And what have you done with it, this gift of a Savior who is Christ the Lord, that your Father has given you this year and last year and every year, year after year? I know that it is only in heaven that we will fully know, as we have been fully known all along. And only there that we will comprehend what is for now incomprehensible. But don't every once in a while you just stop and think and look back and regret? Think about how much different it would have been if only you knew. And how much wiser and smarter we could have been, and how much more love we might have known, and how much more peace we might have had, and how much less stressed and disappointed and hurt we might have been. But we were busy. We were so busy with everything in our big, huge, all-absorbing, shrinking, shriveling, dying lives. But your Father says, keep unwrapping. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Grace is that undeserved kindness and mercy that blots out all of the should-haves and the could-haves and the might-have-beens with the fullness of him who fills all in all. grace upon grace. Has no end, no bottom, no limits. It's always breaking over you like the waves on the beach at the shore, wave after wave, one after another, until there is no more sea. Grace is exactly what we need. And it's exactly what we got for Christmas. It's the fullness of the love of God for you, wrapped in the fully human flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. And the Father loves the Son, so from His fullness we have received. And the Son loves the Father, and from His fullness we have all received love upon love, mercy upon mercy, forgiveness upon forgiveness, life upon life, glory upon glory. It's the same gift He gave us last year, and the year before that, and now guess what? This Christmas, He's given it to us again, because it's exactly what we need. And this year I say the same thing that I said every year before this year. Father, I thank You for Your precious gift of a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And I promise that I'm going to do better with it this year, better than I did last year or the year before that. To which my Father says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you mean. Because all that I have ever seen in you is the fullness of my beloved Son and the fullness of His love in you. And at some point in our life, we begin to realize that everything that is going on in my life and everything that is going on in the world around me is not everything that's going on. A Savior has been born, who is Christ the Lord. And in Him, the fullness of the glory of God took the emptiness of all that is going on in my life and around me and swallowed it up. And on the cross, I see where my big, huge, all-absorbing life was headed all along. In Jesus, we see the love of God for me and my tiny, pathetic, empty life. The baby born of Mary in the little town of Bethlehem is our life, and He is our fullness. And we have not even begun to imagine, let alone experience it, but we will. And until then, we just keep unwrapping. Amen.